Well, the main thing that we're doing at the show this year is it finds that the state and federal people have been telling us because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So we have eliminated some things where there may be opportunities for people to gather and to try to maintain the social distancing. So we're not going to have our daily parade because it's almost impossible to keep people crowding around that. And we're also not going to use any of our bleachers. and we're not going to have the kids zone, which we're gave an opportunity for a lot of the kids to come in and have an opportunity to ride their tractor or drive a tractor for the first time, as well as we kind of set up an area for a food to table or a farm to table type program so the kids could see where food came from and how it was prepared and processed to get to our in our daily lives to our homes. We would prefer that people have masks with them so that if there are situations that arise where they cannot social distance the 6 feet, then they could put a mask on. The health department has told us that they would like for folks to wear them. There's mixed reviews on doing that because we are 95% of our show is outside and in the open. So it's pretty difficult to wear masks in those situations. So we want people to have them, to use them if they need to, but I'm not going to require it. Well, there's been so many things that have been canceled throughout the spring and the summer and this early fall time that I think folks are anxious to get out and do some things and see some exciting things. And now that we're getting into the fall harvest, that's always a real enjoyable time to see the fruits of our labor coming out of the field. You know, they're going to be able to see equipment that's from the early 1900s into the 1970s actually working in the field harvesting corn and soybeans. We're going to be harvesting some cane sorghum this afternoon and pressing it today and have it prepared to start cooking some sorghum molasses tomorrow morning. And then we'll be pressing throughout the show for that with a horse-powered cane press. And it's just an exciting time. Folks get outside, enjoy themselves, have some camaraderie, see some people maybe they haven't seen for a while, make new friendships. I've had phone calls all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio, of folks that are asking about the show that may be coming over and clear up into Michigan, down in Tennessee. Folks are just anxious to get out and do something.